Word to word meaning, translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Abhay Charanarivinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Please repeat. Ya, he who, Shunaship, Boy, indeed, Harishchandra Makhe, in the sacrifice performed by King Harishchandra, Vikrita was sold. Purusha, man. Pashu, sacrificial animal. Stutva, offering prayers. Devan, to the demigods. Praja Isho Adin, headed by Lord Brahma. Mumuche was released. Pashvabandhanat, from being bound with ropes like an animal. Translation. Shunaship's father sold Shunaship to be sacrificed as a man animal in the yagya of King Harishchandra. When Shunaship was brought into the sacrificial arena, he prayed to the demigods for release and was released by their mercy. Please repeat after me. Shunaship's father sold Shunaship to be sacrificed as a man animal in the yagya of King Harishchandra. When Shunaship was brought into the sacrificial arena, he prayed to the demigods for release and was released by their mercy. Purport. Here is a description of Shunaship. When Harishchandra was to sacrifice his son Rohit, Rohit arranged to save his own life by purchasing Shunaship from Shunaship's father to be sacrificed in the yagya. Shunaship was sold to Maharaj Harishchandra because he was the middle son between the oldest and the youngest. It appears that the sacrifice of a man as an animal in the yagya has been practiced for a very long time. Thus end Bhaktivedanta Purport by His Divine Grace, Abhay Charanarivinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Javai Harishchandra Makhe Vikrita Purusha Pashu Stutta Devan Prajeshadin Mumuche Pashavandana. Shunaship's father sold Shunaship to be sacrificed as a man animal in the yagya of King Harishchandra. When Shunaship was brought into the sacrificial arena, he prayed to the demigods for the release and was released by their mercy. So, Prabhupada has given very small purport. There is Shunaships sold for sacrifice. We can see in Bhagavatam and other part also, Jarabharat also taken to in front of Bhadrakali. So that Prabhupada recommended and purport he said that it appears that the sacrifice of a man as an animal in yajna has been practiced for a very long time. So that is a practice. Few hundred years ago also, different parts of India also, that type of, in front of Kali, especially the dacoits, the offered man. So actually purpose is sacrifice. In Sanskrit is called yajna. The sacrifice, in English is translated as sacrifice. Actually, purpose of life, actually, sacrifice. Yajnathat karmano natra. Bhagavad Gita Krishna said, yajnathat karmano. All the activities of our life, only one should be meant for satisfying Lord Vishnu, yajna. Yajna means yajna by Vishnu. So Krishna said in Bhagavad Gita 3rd chapter, yajna arthat karmano. Yajna arthat, artha means for. So all our activities actually purpose to please Krishna. Onnatra lokayam karma bandhana. Onnatra, otherwise karma bandhana. If we don't work for pleasing Krishna, then that same work will be the cause of bondage. Why? It looks like so heavy rule. If we work for Krishna, it is meant for liberation. If we don't do for Krishna satisfaction, that is meant for bondage. Why so heavy rule? Actually, we should see what is the purpose of existence. Before explain, we can give one analogy. Like if someone establishes one multinational company, if he appoints hundreds or thousands of people in that company, what is the purpose of giving appointment, so many people, giving salary? What is the purpose? Only one purpose, for his satisfaction. And those who will take the job, they will perform also their activities to please the owner. But some people, due to lack of their intelligence, they may think, oh, why will work whole day for that person? If this message is known by the owner, will the owner keep him in his company? No. Because the owner established that company, factory, they have appointed people for his satisfaction. In the same way, Lord has created this world for his satisfaction. Because Supreme Personality's nature is Anandamaya Abhasat, Sat Chit Ananda. One of his nature is to become always blissful. And his another nature, as his absolute truth, his nature is like always that propensity should increase. Anandamaya Abhasat. Though he is always full of bliss, but still he wants more joy. That is why he expand himself in two forms. One is called Shangsho, another is Bivinnangsho. Shangsho means like the incarnations form. And Bivinnangsho actually different living entities, part and parcels. So all the purpose of this expansion to for his enjoyment only. And the living entities, when they created, they were engaged for serving the Lord also. But due to influence of Maya, some living entities started to think, so why we will engage in the service of the Lord? Why we cannot enjoy? Due to that mentality, they are thrown into this material world. And we don't know what is the cause of our bondage. Like Bhagavad Gita, Krishna said, Gahana Karmana Gati. Where is the root of our activities? Nobody knows. Very deep. Like if someone is suffering from malaria, what is the cause of malaria? Mosquito has bitten him. Why mosquito has bitten him? What is the cause of mosquito bite? Because he has not used mosquito net. Why he has not used mosquito net? Because he has no money. Why he has no money? Because he is poor. Why he is poor? If we try to see the cause, where is the root? Nobody knows. That is why, where is the root? What is the cause? That is the cause actually, ultimately, it should end in Krishna. Sarva karana karanam, cause of all causes. That is the Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote on song by when I was explaining the fifth text of Shikshashtakam. What is the fifth text? Shiksha fifth? Yes, Oinandata Anuja Kinkaram. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur explained, Anadi karma phale pori bhavar nava jale toribare na dekhi upai. Prabhupada has sung this song very melodiously. Anadi karma phale. Anadi means, adi means beginning. Anadi, beginningless. Karma phale. Karma fall, when we have started, what is the cause of our bondage? Anadi, we don't know. Beginningless. Anadi karma phale pori bhavar nava jale. Pori, we fall down. Bhavar nava jale. Bhavo means bhavo arnav. This world is called bhavo sagar. Arnav means ocean. Sagar means also ocean. This material world is compared with ocean. And samar is compared with forest. Bhavatobi. Sometimes compared with Dabanal, forest fire. Sometimes it compared with deep dark oil, Andhokup. So here, in this song is Podi Bhavaranava Jale. Bhavo Arnav Jal. Jal means water. Arnav means ocean. And Bhavo means Bhavo Shabba Shachin. Bhava means to become. Bhava means becomes birth, disease, old age and death. This cycle, it is called bhava. This, in this material world, these four things is permanent thing. What is Bhagavad Gita said? Jatashahi dhruva mrittu. Those have taken birth, for them, death is certain. And birth is certain, those will die, birth is certain, except the devotees of ISKCON. So this is cycle. Jatashri dhruvamittu, dhruvang janma mitashyacha. Krishna, dhruvang janma, janma dhruva, the birth is certain, those who will die. So this is actually cycle, bhava. In this material world, birth, old age, disease and death, this is cycle. As it is there, that is why it is called Bhava Sagar. So, we have fallen down here. When we have fallen down, we don't know. Anadi karma phale, pori bhavar nava jale, toribare na dekhi upai. If someone falls down in the middle of the ocean, if he has gotten so many gold medal in Olympic, but still there is no hope for his survival. Pori bhavar nava jale toribare না দেখি উপায়, উপায় মিন্স দের ইজ নো হোপ ফর ইজ রিস্ক অ্যান্ড দিস ওশান অ্যাকচুয়ালি অ্যানাদার নেম অফ দিস ওশান ইজ কল বিষয় সাগর. বিষয় ওয়ার্ড কাম ফ্রম বিষয় কামস বিষ, বিষ মিন্স পয়জন. সো দিস মেটেরিয়াল ওয়ার্ল্ড ইজ অ্যাকচুয়ালি ইফ ইজ নট ইজ এনগেজ ইন কৃষ্ণ সার্ভিস ইট উইল অ্যাক্টস লাইক পয়জন. সো দিস মেটেরিয়াল ওয়ার্ল্ড ইফ উই আর নট এনগেজ ইন কৃষ্ণ সার্ভিস ইট ইজ পয়জনাস ফর আস. অ্যান্ড ইফ সামওয়ান ফেল ডাউন ইন দি পয়জনাস ওশান and what you will drink? Only poison. If someone poisons, what will happen? It's burn. Poison actually liquid fire. When poison will drink, it will burn. But this poison actually is subtle poison. This poison is not drinking by mouth. This poison drinking through desire by heart. And as we are drinking this poison through heart, that is why the burning will happen in the heart. That is why Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying, E vishoy halahal. This vish is halahal vish. Halahal vish means most poisonous. During churning of the milk ocean, the poison arises, that was named halahal. That poison, this material ocean, the enjoyment of this material thing, actually drinking halahal poison. E bishoy halahale divanishi hiya jale. Hiya means heart. Due to drinking of that poison, our heart is burning. Toribare na dekhi upay. There is no hope for our survival. Not only that, in that condition, we are living entities. We are thrown into this material ocean. In that condition, there are six plunderers. Kaam, krodh, lobh, moho, mat, matsarjo. Lust, anger, greed, illusion, envy. These are the enemies. We have fallen into the ocean of poison. Still there are some also snakes. Not only that, there are two cheaters. Gyan karma adi dui more pratariyaloy. In that condition there is two cheaters always with us. Gyan and karma, knowledge and fruitive activities. We are suffering in this material world. Still, I have physical strength, I can get a job. Why I'll go to the temple? And due to the knowledge, I have so much academic qualification, I can earn this much money, why I'll go to the temple? This type of gyan and karma are cheating us. Because there's no need of practicing Krishna consciousness. You have enough knowledge, you have enough physical strength. Why you want to do these things now? So in this condition we have fallen, we are suffering. So who can rescue us in this fallen condition? Only eheno samaye bandhu tumi Krishna kripashindhu. In this fallen condition, Krishna actually is only our Lord and Master. So the goal of life is the sacrifice. We are meant for giving pleasure to Krishna. But as we are not doing that is why you are thrown into this prison house. But the number of prisoners is very less in comparison with the general citizens. So we are here in this material world, all are prisoners. How How to free from this suffering condition? The cause of our bondage is enjoyment. We are conditioned as we want to enjoy our senses. How to free from this entangled condition? If we engage our senses in the service of Krishna, like Bhagavad Gita, Krishna said, those who are the cause of bondage, if that thing we use for Krishna service, that will the cause of our liberation. If someone in prison house, if he able to understand the cause of his bondage, and by knowing that he applies for his liberation, and he submit that is his mistake. Due to my mistake, I am here, so I will not commit the same mistake again. I supposed to serve you. Sisi Radha Gokula Nando ki Ram Lakshman Sita Hanuman ji ki. So I have understood my cause of bondage. So please give me the chance to serve you. If you apply in that way, then and if our application is sincere, then government or the superintendent of the jail, they will approve our application. What is that application? That application actually, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. That means, O Krishna, O Krishna's energy, Radharani, Hare, Hari, Krishna has unlimited names. Anadi Krishna, Ananta Krishna Naam, Ananta Mahima, Narodadi Vyasdev Dite Narasimha. Krishna has unlimited names. Even Narod, Vyas, Ananta Dev cannot find out how many names Krishna has. Ananta Krishna Naam. So one of his name is Hari. Hari, word Sanskrit, is come from Haran. Haran means stealing. So Krishna's name, another name is Hari, means who steals. Who steals? Mainly our all sins, life after life. That is why his name is Hari. And feminine gender of Hari actually is called Hara. And when we address someone, there is another E is coming, like He Radhe. Radha, when we addressing Radharani, He Radhe. When we addressing Lolita, He Lolite. When we addressing Shoki, He Shokhe. Then one vowel is coming. So when we addressing Hara, that is going to Hare. Hare means He Radharani, O Radharani. So Hare Krishna means O Radharani, O Krishna. So why are you saying O Radharani, O Krishna? Only in Hare Krishna Mahamantra, O Radharani, O Krishna, O Radharani, O Krishna, O Radharani, O Krishna, nothing else. What does it mean? Like, if in our office, if we see our peon, what will it say? Please bring me one cup of water. If we see our some juniors, we try to engage him in our service. We try to exploit. But if we see someone senior, our service attitude develops. Like if Prime Minister comes in front of me, can we say, Prime Minister, can you bring one glass of water for me? Will you say him? Now, with folded hand, sir, can I offer you one glass of water? When we see someone superior, naturally a service attitude develop. So when you are addressing Radha and Krishna, why you are addressing? That means we want to serve you. So Hare Krishna Mahamantra means, O Radharani, O Krishna, due to my misfortune, my ignorance, but not serving or worshipping you, I am suffering in this material world. Please give me the chance to serve you and engage me in your loving service. If we apply in such a way, the Krishna will recommend our application and he will engage us in their transcendental service. That is why Bhagavatam and other scriptures said, Jajanti Sumedhasa. Sumedhasa. Medha means intelligent. Sumedha means most intelligent. The most intelligent person will worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead with this application, mantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Sankirtan Yogya Kare Krishna Aradhan, Seito Sumedha Paye Krishna Racharan. Sankirtan Yogya Kare Krishna Aradhan. One should worship Krishna through Sankirtan. Sankirtan Yogya Kare Krishna Aradhan. Seito Sumedha. He is actually the most intelligent person. Paye Krishna Racharan. He will achieve the lotus feet, attain the lotus feet of Krishna. Actually, that is the purpose of all sacrifice. Shila Prabhupada ki, Gantara Achirmad Bhagavad ki.